Good morning, you're listening to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Phoenix at the Tile Solutions Plus meeting, and I'm with Hector Nanavez, the Executive Vice President of Sales, Marketing, and Operations for Eros Group North America. Hector, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Great to see you.
So TSP, tell my listeners a little bit. It's mostly a contractors meeting, right?
Well, now TSP stands for Tile Solutions Plus. This is the first year we've changed the name, but it's really a conference in which four of the industry's associations come together. I'm here with the Tile Council of North America, which represents the manufacturers. There's also the Distributor Association.
The distributors, the contractors.
And then the contractors, and then also the union contractors. And so it is a conference in which we come together. We each have split meetings. Like, for instance, today I spent most of the day in the manufacturers board meeting, which we have that twice a year. And we come together at luncheon and now at the tabletop and receptions to network and really talk about our industry as a whole.
So you mentioned the Manufacturers Association. That's the Tile Council of North America. And everybody knows Eric Astrakhan runs that. And he was on stage a little while ago, and he was commenting as he was giving an award to somebody that this has been a soft year in the business, right?
He sure did. And I don't think it takes anybody by surprise that this year has been tougher for everyone at every level, whether you're installing, distributing, manufacturing, importing, softer than, you know, we had all anticipated in our business plans.
Warren Buffett says that when the waterline goes down, everybody knows you can see who's swimming naked. I mean, this is a good time to take market share, right?
It sure is. You know, for us, our group, as I said, you know, we're there battling every month, you know, to pull out the budget. And we really are bringing innovation, as you can see here at our tabletop, solutions, you know, so that we can get more market share. As I said earlier, the contractor associations here, there's very, very large contractors such as David Allen Company and others. And we want them to see some of the solutions that we're bringing, not just presenting beautiful tile and great quality, but we're also presenting solutions such as the Attract system. I think you and I talked about it months ago. We launched it about a year ago, and it's our magnetic installation system where you can install tile rapidly. You can also take it down rapidly and repurpose it, reutilize it. So it's something that we've shown here, and that's what we're focused on right now.
Does your cell phone still work around
it? Sure does. That's a good question.
You also have a moonlight. You're backlighting some man-made products, right?
True. So we have a number of our slabs from Italy that we are able to put it in a type of like LED frame. We work with a partner out of Europe. And basically what we do is we're able to have a backlit slab of porcelain that looks just like onyx. And so you're able to do tremendous things, whether they're vertical applications, horizontal applications, where, you know, you're really lighting up the room using, you know, porcelain slabs.
You talked about how the market's soft, and yet the attendance here is pretty good, and there's about 500 people here, I think.
Yeah, the number, in fact, from what I heard, is probably more than a year ago, and I think we're all in Boston and thinking that 2025 was going to be a record year. Nonetheless, you know, it is good to see people here positive. Of course, there's still a lot of business to be taken, and people are seeing that the pipelines are full. They're seeing that there's optimism in projects, and, you know, we're just hoping that a little bit of the macroeconomics will help the sector, you know, really open up. And it is good to see that there's a lot of people here energized, optimistic about really even finishing up this year in a strong fashion and building into 2026.
I haven't talked to you since you went to Italy for the Josai show. What are a couple of highlights from that trip to Italy?
Besides the pasta and the food? Well, you know, I would say that for our group, again, we're very focused on innovation and installation solutions. I would say that as I walk the rest of the show on the last day, you know, I do see, you know, companies trying to find the next best thing in terms of looks, texture, sizes, a lot of changes. In fact, I'll tell you, I kind of chuckled, you know, with some friends, and I said, I think I've been in business too long, because I'm starting to see cycles that I saw when I started in this business 30 years ago that are coming back, and I think maybe it's time for me to start looking at something else. I say that jokingly, but it's funny to see that once you're here long enough and you start to see this, the same trends to come back in smaller tiles and, you know, chiseled edges, checkerboard patterns.
And texture is a big deal right now, I think.
It sure is. And also because the capabilities as manufacturers that are given to us from the equipment manufacturers, allow us to do those, you know, micronized textures. There's, you know, some of them are, let's say, they stand out. Some actually go into the glaze. Others are done with the structures. But there's a, some are synchronized, some are random. So all these things that we can do now, it's actually fun to make a product that sometimes, you know, might be two-dimensional, is now three-dimensional, and is beautiful looking.
All right. Well, it's good to catch up with you. Thanks for talking to my listeners. Again, been talking to Hector Narvaez with Helix Group, which also has the Stone Peak brand in the United States. And you've been listening to Kemp Har and FloridaLA.net.